Welcome, boys and girls, to Fetch the Goodness. We've teamed up with God to bring you an inspiring show about the importance of pet care. When we learn to take care of our pets, we're not only practicing responsibility, but we're learning important life skills such as accountability and commitment. It also helps us to understand the needs of others. Do you know, God's Word says, the righteous care for the needs of their animals. If God's Word says it, you know it's important. So today's VIW is responsibility. Do you remember what a VIW is, boys and girls? It's a very important word. Responsibility means that our choice of actions show we're able to make good decisions and that we understand our choices not only affect ourselves, but also other people and the world around us, including our pets. Being responsible for our pets is like being their superhero, making sure they have everything they need to be healthy and happy. It looks like Lila and Jacob might have a problem. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Lila. How are you doing?
Hi, Jacob. Something is wrong with Mittens. I was eating chocolate and I gave a piece to her and now she won't come out from under the bed.
She went under the bed?
Yes, and now she won't come out and it sounds like she's throwing up. Jacob, what are we going to do?
Oh, Lila, I want to help, but I can't get Mittens out from under the bed because I'm allergic to cats. And that means if I pick her up, I'm going to get really sick myself.
Jacob, please do something to help her.
Okay, Lila, tell me again exactly what happened.
I gave her a piece of chocolate. And what if chocolate's good when we eat it, but when cats or dogs eat chocolate, it can make them sick?
All right, Lila. Let's just pray. God knows what to do. God, you made Mittens just the way she is, and Lila loves her. Please help us get Lila's cat out from under the bed. Please help Mittens and Lila to feel better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jacob. I do feel much more calm. Now I just want Mittens to feel better.
Me too. I started to feel a little worried because I couldn't help you or Mittens, and that's when I started to pray.
Your prayer calmed me right down. Meow. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lila, that's so great.
Hi, my name is Zion. Today, I'm going to the pet store. Would you like to join me? Great! I love going to the pet store. I like seeing all the animals. What do you like about the pet store? Oh, we're here. I'm so excited. What should we look at first? The fish. If I had a fish, I would name it Bubbles. There is a fish that looked grumpy. We looked at birds, green and blue ones. I liked the parakeets. There were even mice. This one was kind of cute. I loved the cats. They were my favorite part. They were soft, gentle, and playful. The black and brown one was my favorite. There were also lizards. And this one couldn't stop staring at me. There are so many pet toys. I liked the ball, I liked the stuffed lamb, and I liked the stuffed turtle. There was a hamburger bird toy. I thought it was kind of weird. There are all sorts of treats for your dog, even a really big bone. There are aisles and aisles of pet food. Some were in refrigerators and some were in bags. There is even a dog toothbrush. The pet store is full of everything a pet needs to live a happy and healthy life. The funniest things I found were diapers for dogs, poop bags, and a pooper scooper. Thanks for joining me on my wonderful adventure. Bye!
Thank you, Zion, for sharing your trip to the pet store with us. It looked like you enjoyed learning about how to care for a pet, for a variety of pets during your trip. And those kittens were so cute. We can see that every pet, big or small, requires responsibility from its owners to take care of all their needs. Did you hear that, boys and girls? There's that word again, responsibility. Do you remember what responsibility means? Great memory! Responsibility means that our choice of actions show that we're able to make good decisions and that we understand our choices not only affect ourselves, but everyone and everything around us. No matter what task or role we are trusted with, we can choose to be responsible by being trustworthy and faithful. Wow, I have learned so much about pet care and responsibility, and I hope you have too. Hey, I see Lila and Amy over there. Let's go see what they're up to.
Hey, Lila. How are you doing?
Hi, Amy. Better now.
What do you mean?
Well, earlier today, I gave my kitten Mittens chocolate. She crawled under my bed and started making weird noises.
That sounds awful.
It was. She wouldn't come out from under the bed, and I didn't know what to do.
What did you do?
Well, Jacob came over. He prayed for us, and Mittens came out.
That was a quick answer to prayer.
It was. God is so good. He knew I was scared for Mittens and that I didn't mean to hurt her.
So, what were the weird noises?
Mittens threw up all the chocolate.
Gross.
Tell me about it. I had to clean it up.
Well, I'm so glad Mittens is better.
Me too.
You know, I really want a kitten. I'm gonna ask for a kitten for my birthday.
Are you sure?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you never want to clean up puke, you shouldn't get a cat.
Well, I won't feed it chocolate. You taught me that.
Yes, but it's more than that. Before you get a cat, make sure you know it's what you really want. Pet care is a lot of responsibility. It means making sure the cat has everything it needs to be healthy, safe, and happy every day.
Oh, I know. I will feed it, snuggle it, and give it lots of toys.
That's good. And don't forget, you'll also need to clean the litter box, clean up cat hair, clean up messes they make, take them to the veterinarian when they get sick, give it medicine if needed, check for fleas and ticks, and be prepared to be woken up in the night for random petting and snuggles. Oh, and pray.
Wow, I didn't know about all that.
And hairballs are no joke, especially when they cough one up on your homework. Yuck.
Really?
Yeah. It only happened one time. Then I learned how to prevent that from happening again. Learn about hairballs before getting a cat. It may save you from having to redo your homework.
For real?
But when you love your pet, the responsibility of taking care of it doesn't feel like much because taking care of those needs is my way of showing love to my Mittens. And I love my Mittens so much, and I would be heartbroken if anything happened to her.
Oh, I know you love Mittens. Seeing you and Mittens playing together makes me want a cat. But you're right, there is a lot more responsibility to having a cat than what I ever thought.
Taking care of a cat is a big responsibility, but it's also a lot of fun.
I'm definitely going to do a little more research, but I think I'm going to ask for a cat anyway. I do believe I'm ready for that responsibility.
Then my last piece of advice would be to pray about it. God knows the desires of your heart.
Thank you, Lila. You're such a good friend.
I just love how they help each other. First, Jacob helped Lila with her sick Mittens, and then Lila helped Amy see the responsibility of having a cat. Do you think she will get herself a cat? Well, I don't know, but I do know she'd had a lot to think about and pray about. Now, boys and girls, what was today's VIW? That's right, responsibility. Can you count how many times you heard the word responsibility? If you learned how to be responsible and make good decisions, share this inside of our community at fetchthegoodness.com. If you made a choice that affected someone else, tell us about it. It's important to understand how our decisions affect others. Until next time, always remember,
fetch the goodness!
Bye!